Monday night over here in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Alabama and Georgia, so many storylines. I mean, you could just pick them all day long.
That's right, and you guys touched on a lot of them, but a couple that I don't think you touched on was, you know, the Ridley brothers are playing against each other. I don't know much about the kid from Georgia, but obviously Calvin Ridley's very good and his brother's very good, and it's some of the storylines say that Calvin suggested his brother go to Georgia.
Yeah, you know, because I listen, brothers want to play together and everything, but in the end, you're looking out for your brother's best interest, so to speak. And again, it's all about having a good fit, and if Calvin thought his brother would be a better fit at Georgia, obviously he wants him to go there and succeed. I think one of the interesting storylines in this game, and we touched on it last week, is that Jeremy Pruitt is going to sit there and he's going to try to beat Georgia as just as badly as he can. And Kevin Shore, the linebacker coach at Georgia, he's going to try to be beating Alabama just as badly as they can. But you know what? As soon as that final whistle blows, it doesn't matter if Alabama or Georgia win. Those two guys are going to go to work in Knoxville, Tennessee.
That's right, and that's a very interesting angle. Probably, I don't ever recall seeing any type of situation like that where the two teams play for a title and the two coaches go on to face another team. And, of course, this is an all-SEC matchup, so those two coaches are going to coach another SEC team.
Right. I tell you again, there's so many storylines. You could do a show just on the storylines. My one interesting stat that I look at this game, of course, you and I both are big on running the football and stopping the run, but I think you have to look at these two quarterbacks. Jalen Hurts, he's thrown for a little over 2,000 yards this year, 7 touchdowns and only 1 interception, yet has had critics all year long saying he's not doing enough. And then you have the freshman, Jake Fromm, over in Athens. He's thrown for 2,383 yards, 23 touchdowns, but he does have 5 interceptions. You know, again, everyone is looking at Fromm saying what a great year that he has had as a freshman, and he has, not taking anything away from him. But I think Jalen Hurts, I think he's underappreciated.
Yeah, after the regular season, I think he had 15 touchdowns and 1 interception, and all you hear from Alabama fans is how he can't throw it 15 yards down the field. And he's not asked to do that a lot. And, you know, look, I do think he's underappreciated. And I think he's one of the most poised athletes I've ever seen. When he does make a mistake, he doesn't hang his head. It's like it never even happened.
I totally agree with you there. There's not, you know, if you ask me to put together the greatest football team that we could this year with the guys that are currently playing, you know, I'm not saying that he would just be automatically my number one pick, but he's going to be in the conversation because the young man is a winner. When you look at these two teams and you look at the offenses and the defenses for that matter, they pretty much mirror each other. Alabama scoring 37 points a game, Georgia 36, the Tide only giving up 11 points a game, but Georgia holding it to under 2 touchdowns, only 13 points a game. I think when you look at these two teams, I mean, I look for, and again, I know we just talked about the quarterbacks, but man, I look for a great defensive battle here.
Right, and that's what Vegas expects as well. Alabama has been anywhere from 3 to 4.5 point favorite. This course, this game played in Atlanta. The total, very low, 44 in some casinos. So Vegas and the sharps out there think that this will be a low-scoring game. Now look, history of Alabama bowl games, 10-4, the over. So I know the Clemson game was a low-scoring game, but the other bowl games that Alabama plays in end up being high-scoring. And remember, let's go back to 2012 SEC championship game. Those were some great defenses as well, and that was a real high-scoring game.
It is, and I think the wild card game in all of this, or the wild card in all of this, is that the defensive staffs are very familiar with each other because they've basically all worked with each other at some point or another in the last 3 or 4 years. I think that the wild card in all this is the offensive coordinators. Brian Daboll in his first year at Alabama, and then Jim Chaney, he's just an old-timey football coach there at Georgia, and he has guided Jake Fromm and this Georgia offense to an outstanding season. Again, we know they ran into the buzzsaw down at Jordan-Hare against Auburn back late in the season. But listen, that was an anomaly. I think those 2 weeks when Auburn played Georgia and Alabama, they could have beaten anybody those days. So I don't put that off on Jim Chaney. I think, though, that these two offensive coordinators, I think they're going to be the wild card in this game.
Yeah, that could very well be the case. And another thing that I'm not hearing a lot about, but, Coach, I thought Anfernee Jennings, the linebacker for Alabama, played huge against Clemson, and he's out. So Alabama keeps getting dinged up and banged up at linebacker, and I think they really need him with that Georgia run game.
No doubt they need him, and Alabama has suffered linebacker injuries all year long, and even in the secondary they've had some tweaks that they've had to play around. And again, you want to be 100% when you go into a game like this, but after a long game with these two teams, they've played, Alabama's played 13 games, Georgia's played 14. Listen, you're going to be nicked up. You're not going to be 100% for this game. But, again, it just hurts when you have guys that are totally out and can't contribute at all.
Yeah, that's right. And especially when, like, a kid like Jennings that had such a huge game, and then now he's out for the biggest game of the season. And, of course, Georgia has players banged up, too. This time of the year, you're not going to be healthy. No team is. And one question I have, Coach, I've heard from guys at ticket brokers that have saying that Georgia's going to have like a maybe 65-35, maybe even 70-30 advantage. Have you heard anything on the crowd?
I have. The scuttlebutt around here in the Atlanta metro area is that Georgia fans are paying $3,000 and sometimes $4,000 for tickets and hospitality packages, because that's the only way that they can get a ticket. And we're not talking about being able to, you know, live in suites and stuff like that. We're talking about just club level seats. I mean, it's astronomical what tickets are going for over here. And the surprising thing to me is that these dog fans are so hungry to go to a national championship game. You know, they're remortgaging the house with Michael Weber and everything else, that they can get tickets to this game. It's crazy.
It is. And, you know, my friends in the ticket business, they told me years ago that the toughest ticket in college football history was the Auburn-Oregon championship game out in Phoenix, as far as, you know, price. And StubHub, and there was all that, you know, those issues where people refused to sell the tickets to them, and they had a big thing. And then 13, when Auburn played Florida State, that was a real high ticket price. But now this game has surpassed that. It's the cheapest tickets are like $2,000 on StubHub and some of the other sites. And that's just and look, I really think that if Georgia could get all the tickets, they would sell it out themselves.
Oh, no doubt about that. They would. All right, Mike, we got to wind down this edition of Inside the Numbers. But before you go, got to ask you now, who do you like, Alabama or Georgia?
I haven't decided yet, but for the show purposes, I'm going to go ahead and tell you I'm going to go against the grain and take Georgia.
I'm looking at it this way. I think Georgia can win the football game if they do one thing. If they can, and I told this, and you heard me tell it to Michael Weber, if Jake Fromm can stretch that Alabama secondary and make them respect a deep throw and make them pull one of those guys out of the box so they can't stack the box on the run, then I think that you're going to see Nick Chubb, Sony Michel, and DeAndre Swift be able to make some big plays in the running game for the Bulldogs. If that happens, I do think Georgia wins. However, I think if he can't stretch that Alabama secondary, I think that Alabama wins.
Yeah, Coach, and that's a tough question in this game. I'll take Georgia plus the points. I know that Saban's proteges do not do well against him, and that's an understatement, but I'm going to lean to Georgia plus the points in this one.
All right, let's just remember now, for every championship ring Nick Saban has, Kirby Smart has one too. They both have five. So somebody's going to get a sixth one on Monday night. Thank you for joining us on Inside the Numbers. We'll talk to you soon. It's good.